Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. It is time for you to unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. Sponsor this podcast on Patreon and support the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing needed supplies and equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and the turtle bus. Unroll your yoga mat and join me for a short practice in a few minutes. But for now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchoring you in so that you're nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. The card that I pulled today from Kim Cron's The Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck is Dolphin. And dolphin is an invitation to tap into your own innate healing ability, to recognize the blessings, to enjoy the mana of life, and to breathe deeply. I think about pods of dolphins and how they are so social in community, so together. And how we, during this time of being physically distant, to support each other and keep each other safe during the COVID-19 pandemic, and how we tap into that dolphin energy, even though we can't be together, even though we can't play. I'm really blessed to have a wonderful group in the Shamanic Flow Circle on Facebook. And I would love to have you join us. If you haven't already, find us on Facebook. There's a link in the show notes always. And become part of our pod. We share spiritual practices there. We connect through yoga. We connect through shamanic Reiki. And we also play. We share cute animal pictures and other amazing things from nature. And it is a way that we can continue to be connected even though we are not in the same place. And during this time when I can't be with my physical circle in my yoga studio, in my trainings, I am feeling so incredibly blessed and held to have this group around me. I'd love to have you join us in the Shamanic Flow Circle. How do we connect with dolphin? And that dolphin energy. I think of dolphins playing in the waves, coming to the surface, or even jumping to take that deep inhale and then heading underneath the water, holding that breath, absorbing the oxygen, and then when necessary, coming to the surface again for another deep breath. That breath work is so powerful, especially during this time when we need to center, when we need to stay healthy, when we need to support ourselves. And of course, we are able to play in dolphin pose in our practice. But before we do, before we get into the asana practice, let's get into the breath practice. So if you're joining me, I invite you to take a seated position that allows your spine to be tall. So maybe you're not on your mat yet. Maybe you're sitting in a chair or on a cushion. Perhaps sitting on your heels or straddling a bolster or using a meditation cushion. And then allow your spine to get very, very tall. Melt your shoulders down your back and rest your arms for a moment by your sides with your hands on your thighs or knees or in your lap. Close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath and start to slow it down. Slow the inhales, slow the exhales. Notice. Notice how the breath moves into your body and out of your body. How it feels as you bring it in into the lungs. How it feels as you let it go. And now slow your exhales down even more. Keep lengthening your exhales until they're twice as long as your inhales. Maybe you're inhaling for a count of three and exhaling for a count of six. Or you're inhaling for a count of four or five, exhaling for a count of eight or 10. However it's working for you, just find that rhythm of breath. And then consider, the dolphin holds its breath. So as you take your next breath in, bring it in for whatever count you're using, and then pause. And allow the breath to swirl in your lungs for as long as you inhaled. And then exhale twice as long as the inhale. And at the bottom of that exhale, pause for a moment. Feel the emptiness. Notice your body's yearning to receive, and then take another breath in. Hold the breath for as long as the inhale. And exhale twice as long as the inhale. And pause and just notice the way the body yearns for the breath. Then inhale. And hold. And exhale slowly. And pause and wait until you feel the deep desire to take another breath in. Continue. A few more rounds of breath. Receiving that breath in. Feeling that life force energy come in, holding to allow both the oxygen exchange and that prana to absorb into your body. And then exhale slowly. Controlled. And then notice again that yearning for more. Take one more cycle of breath. And after your exhale, join me on your hands and knees on your mat. Line your knees under your hips and your hands underneath your shoulders. Extend forward through the crown of your head, looking down at the mat in front of your hands, and reach back through your tailbone. Now take an inhale and draw your heart forward. Move your navel toward the floor. Lift your tailbone slightly so your back arches. Feel your shoulder blades slide down into the hollow of your back. And as you exhale, round your back. Lift the middle of your back to the sky. Drop your head and tailbone. Feel your belly hollow out as your navel comes towards your spine. And then with a deep inhale, move your navel back down toward the floor, filling the belly. Draw the heart through, arching the back. Slide the shoulders down. And as you exhale, round, feel your shoulder blades slide to the sides of your body, up toward the top of your shoulders, tailbone tucking. And again, inhale, draw your heart through. And continue this cycle a few more times, waking up the spine. Notice how it feels following the movement from the base of your spine to the back of your neck, and then back down to the base of your spine. Are there places of tension or tightness, soreness? Notice if you're pushing or straining through any of those and back off. Let your body set the appropriate limits for your practice today. Two more rounds, moving slowly with the breath. And at the end of your next exhale, bring your spine back to a neutral position and walk your hands forward, a good foot in front of your shoulders. Now bend your elbows and lay your elbows down, so that they're still out in front of your shoulders, hips still aligned over the knees. Tip your tailbone to the sky. Close your shoulders slightly by rolling the upper part of your arms out. Reach your hips back a little bit further without dropping them to your heels. Melt your heart toward the floor, letting the back arch as if you're doing the inhale of that cat roll, and lay your forehead down between your arms. If your heart is close enough to the floor, you may be able to place your chin on the floor. Feel both the stretch in the front of your shoulders and the compression in the back of your shoulders. So breathe into puppy dog, lifting your tailbone. Feel the arch in your back like you've just gotten much deeper with the inhale part of your cat roll. Can you release your ribs down into the floor a little bit more? Keep breathing with it. Thank you. Take another breath. Now shifting your weight forward just enough to be able to press your forearms down. Lift your head back up through your arms. Realign your hips over your knees. Turn your palms to face each other and bring your hands together. Interlace your fingers and take the pinky finger that's on the bottom, tuck it up inside your hands so that you can lay the outside of your hands down. Now curl your toes under. Tip your tailbone to the sky. Lift your knees and reach your tailbone up, hinging at your hips. Keep your knees soft and walk your feet a little bit closer to your elbows. Let your head fall toward the floor so that the crown of your head lands in the space between your forearms. Look back at your feet. Hide your heels behind your toes. Press your forearms down. Roll your shoulders closed and pushing the floor away with your forearms, reach your hips up and back a little bit more so your heart again starts to come through. It's not going to reach the floor now. We're getting that little bit of arch in the back. Take a few breaths here in dolphin. Notice the space you've opened up in the heart to receive that breath. Slow your breath down. Keep pressing your forearms down. Lift your head and bring your gaze to your thumbs. Now start to walk your feet back, still on the balls of your feet, toes curled under. Bring your shoulders over your elbows and flatten your body from your shoulders to your heels in a forearm plank. Keep your gaze at your thumbs so the back of your neck is long. Breathe into that. Draw your navel up towards your spine slightly. Press your heels back, reach forward through your crown. Hug your inner thighs towards each other and roll them up just a little bit. So the heels are stacked right over your toes. Now you can stay here or you can become playful with this. Lift your right foot and set your right toes on top of your left heel. Breathe with that. Keep the left leg engaged, your core engaged, crown reaching forward, gaze at your thumbs. Now lift your right toes and set them back down on the floor. Reach back through your right heel, lift your left toes, and rest them on the back of your right heel. So the feet are stacked. Breathe into that. Stay engaged. Be playful. Now bring that foot back down to the floor. Press into your forearms. Tip your tailbone to the sky and lift your hips. Walk your feet in a little bit closer to your elbows. Soft knees so you can turn your tailbone to the sky from that hip hinge. Let your head again fall down. Maybe the crown of your head is brushing the floor between your arms. Breathe into that. Take another breath. And on your next exhale, lower your knees. Release your hands. Bring them out to about shoulder width apart. Flip your palms down. Now press your palms down and forward. Curl your toes under again if you flattened your feet. Tip your tailbone to the sky. And this time, lift your knees. Send your tailbone to the sky in downward facing dog. Still hinged at the hips. Head drops into the space between the arms. Look back through your knees. And just like in dolphin, hide your heels behind your toes. Press the floor away with the pads of your fingers. Close your shoulders slightly. Reach up and back. Stand up through your tailbone. Feel your sides opening. Now shift a little weight into your left foot and extend your right leg up and back into a three-legged dog. Keep your foot flexed, heel reaching back and the hips closed so that they face the floor. Now take an inhale, reach back through that heel, and as you exhale, bend your knee and float your knee up until you can touch your right elbow. Inhale, extend that leg up and back again, reaching back through your heel. Now exhale, bend your knee, and this time drop the right hip a little bit and bring your right knee to your left elbow. Inhale, square the hips, send your right leg up and back. And on your exhale, again, bend your knee, head towards your left elbow, and this time, put your knee down on the floor behind your left hand. Walk your left foot back and drop your hips, coming into pigeon. Your right knee can be underneath your left hip, or you can keep moving that knee forward, working that thigh parallel to the front edge of your mat. And then your right foot can come a little bit more under your hip, flexed. Now make sure your hips are squared to the floor. Point your left toes back. Take a quick look over your left shoulder. Make sure that your left leg is going straight out behind you. Come up onto your fingertips. And as you take your next breath in, draw your heart through your arms. Melt your shoulders down your back. Chest opening, puffing up. Keep squaring the hips, drawing the left hip point forward and the right sitting bone back. Take one more breath in, and then as you exhale, hinge from your hips, walk your hands forward and drop to your forearms or melt the heart down. Forehead to the floor, maybe even chin to the floor. Don't worry about where you're going. Just see where your body wants to be with this. Lazy pigeon. Deepen your breath here. Keep drawing in that life force energy. Let it move into your body, into your cells. Feel the cells energizing with that prana. Take another breath. Lift back up onto your hands. Walk them in almost under your shoulders. And then bend your left elbow and lay your left forearm down under your chest so it goes across the mat and your left shoulder is over your left elbow. Bring your right hand back to your right hip. Tuck your thumb into the hip crease with your fingers going around the outside and gently deepen the hip crease, pulling the flesh and fabric of your clothes out of that crease, closing the space between your hip bone and your thigh bone. Inhale your spine a little bit taller, and as you exhale, turn your heart to the right, working towards stacking your right shoulder over the left elbow. And if it's appropriate for you to do so, you can extend your right arm. Avoid twisting your shoulder. Instead, keep your arm in the same line as your collarbone. Reach long and spin your heart into the space of your armpit. Take one more breath and then exhale. Bring your right hand down. Press your right palm into the floor. Lift your left forearm. Bring that palm to the floor. Press up and walk your fingers in under your shoulders. Roll your shoulders down your back. One more breath, puffing up through the chest in pigeon. Feel that length from your left foot all the way up the left side, through the left shoulder and the left side of the heart. Now press your palms down. Curl your left toes under. Walk the knee in a little bit closer. And when you can lift, press down into your hands, turn your tailbone to the sky, lift your hips, bring your right knee off the floor, and extend the right leg up and back in that three-legged dog again. Reach up and back, take a big breath in. As you exhale, bend your right knee and bring your right knee forward to touch your right elbow. Inhale again, send that leg up and back. And as you exhale, put your foot down next to the left foot, back into downward facing dog. Please, if you need to take a break, remember child's pose is available for you. Pause here and notice how it feels to release that pose from your body. How is pigeon leaving your body? Come back to the breath, reconnect to the breath. Keep drawing that life force energy in. And now with the hands pressing down and forward, tailbone reaching up and back, shift weight to your right foot, lift your left leg up and back into that three-legged dog, foot flexed, heel pressing, hips closed. Take another breath in. And as you exhale, bend your left knee, move forward, bring your knee to your left elbow. Now inhale, press into your hands, lift that leg up and back, lengthening into three-legged dog. Then exhale, bend your left knee, come forward, drop your left hip, and bring your knee over to your right elbow. Inhale, press up and back, reach back through that heel. Exhale again, bend your knee. Come forward, come towards your right elbow. This time, put your knee down behind your right hand and drop the front of your hips to the floor. Curl your right toes under. Walk your right knee back until you're off the kneecap, resting on the thigh, and then flatten your foot. Notice your left thigh. It can be parallel to the front edge of the mat, or it can be tucked in a little bit more so your knee is under your right hip. Remember, as the knee comes forward, we want to flex the left foot to help protect that knee. Come up onto your fingertips, right underneath your shoulders. Take an inhale, draw your heart through. Square the hips to the floor. Feel the stretch in the front of your right hip. Press back through through your left sitting bone to keep the hips square. Another breath in, lifting up through the heart. And on your next exhale, walk your hands out, hinge forward. Melt your heart down through your arms. Rest on your forearms. Come a little bit deeper, maybe down to your forehead, maybe onto your chin. Breathe into that. Bringing that life force energy in. Check that your hips are square. Breathe with it. Take another breath here. Press your palms down into the floor. Lift your heart. Walk your hands in until they're almost under your shoulders. Press into your left hand. Lift the right. Bend your right elbow and place your forearm on the floor under your chest, parallel with the top edge of your mat. Get the right elbow under the right shoulder. Now with that forearm for support, bring your left hand back to your left hip. Tuck your thumb into the hip crease. Draw the fabric and flesh back to close that hip crease a little bit more. Lengthen your spine. Exhale, spin your heart to the left. Bring your left shoulder over the right elbow. And if it's appropriate for you to extend your arm in line with your collarbone, you can do that. Turn your heart to the left, into the left armpit. Stay long through your spine. Take another breath in the twist. And then bring your hand down. Place your left hand underneath your left shoulder. Press into the floor. Lift off your right forearm. Put the right hand down as well. Lift your heart a little bit more. Walk your fingers in. Puff the chest up through the arms. Melt your shoulders down your back. Couple more breaths in pigeon. Now walk your hands forward a little bit, place your palms down, press down into your palms, curl your right toes under, inch the knee forward until it feels like you're a little lighter, and then pressing into the hands, tilt your tailbone to the sky, lift your hips, bring your left thigh up off the floor, and extend your left leg up and back again into that three-legged dog. Inhale, exhale, bend your left knee, float forward, tap your left elbow with your knee. Inhale again, reach up and back. And exhale, lower your foot. Come back into down dog. Take another breath in here. Exhale, lower your knees. Drop your hips to your heels. Lay your upper body down over your thighs and release your forehead to the mat in child's pose. Relax your shoulders and arms. Let your elbows rest on the floor. Relax your shoulder blades onto the back ribs. Feel your low back lengthen as your tailbone drops to the heels. Take another breath. Now walk your hands towards your knees and stand up onto your knees so that your hips are right on top of the knees. Your shoulders are over your hips. Bring your hands around to the small of your back and press your palms into the top ridge of the hip bones with your fingers going down as if they were tucked into back pockets. Drop your shoulder blades down your back. Broaden your collarbones. Bring your elbows towards each other. Press gently into the back of your hips and then ease your tailbone down. Feel the skin on your low back lengthen. Press your hip points forward. Lift your heart, puffing up the chest like we did in pigeon. And then very gently, maintaining length in the back of your neck as if you were holding a tennis ball there. Lift your chin and take your gaze to the sky. Opening up the low back, releasing into baby camel pose. Take two more breaths here. Now slowly lift the head first. Ease your shoulders forward. Feel your chest release back to neutral. Your hips come back over your knees. Now moving slowly, hinge at your hips and drop your hands to the floor. Walk them underneath your shoulders. Come back to hands and knees. Take a couple breaths here to allow the back to release. Walk your hands towards your knees. Drop your hips to one side of your feet. And swing your legs around so that you're sitting with your knees bent and your feet on the floor. Center yourself in your mat, curl your tailbone under, and roll yourself gently down onto your back. Keep your feet on the floor and separate your feet out about mat width apart, at least shoulder width. Open your arms out to the sides so that they're making a letter T with your upper body. And then drop both knees over toward the right. Lift your left knee and then the right, flip them over to the left. Lift your right knee, let the left knee follow, go over to the right again. And continue back and forth, side to side, as if your legs were windshield wipers. Releasing your low back, releasing your hips. The next time you drop your knees over to the right, just hang out there. Let your left hip come off the floor a little bit more so the knees sink closer to the floor. Relax your left shoulder down. You might even roll your chin to the left. Take a few breaths in this releasing twist. Now gently lift the left knee. Notice how the right knee follows. Drop both knees over to the left. Come off the right hip a bit more. Roll your head to the right and rest here. Breathe into it. Now lift both knees, bring your feet back to the floor, and gently extend your legs out or make yourself comfortable in any way that suits you for a final relaxation. Bring your arms a little closer to your sides and turn your palms to the sky, melt your shoulder blades into the floor. Relax your hips and let your feet splay open. Close your eyes. Release your head. feel it sink into the mat, into the floor, as if a bowl was carved into the floor to receive it. And then bring your attention back to your breath. Slow it down. And watch how your body yearns for breath. Yearns for that life force energy, the prana, the chi. Feel the breath being received by your body, like mana. A gift, a blessing. Let everything else fall away. And stay with the gift of the breath for as long as you desire. I'll leave you here, honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.